This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Answer me this. Tunsil's gas mask is
on a two-game losing streak.
Eighth in points out of 10. And second highest in points allowed. Like, you have fantasy years where you don't score, but you win. But that's not what happens when you're second most in points allowed. And yet you have 6-5.
We know how to win the close ones, Mike.
It's got to be something like that, right, Paul?
Pretty gutty, experienced squad.
It's got to be culture.
TG World Headquarters.
Or heart, you know, tough to play against, good on the walls.
Process.
You don't see this, Paul, where a team really doesn't score and they give up tons of points and yet they have a winning record. I don't know. It's your league. Maybe you would have an explanation.
Bulldog, I would like to trade you Tyreek Hill for Brian Thomas. How would that be?
I'm okay right now, Paul. Thanks.
When was Tyreek Hill? When did he last score a touchdown?
Last game.
Did he score last week? Okay, before that.
He had 19 fantasy points last week. That's more than like 4 weeks combined.
The week before it was the last time before that.
Oh, wow. Look at the
Rams game. All right, never mind.
Good job. Way to be on top of things, Fantasy Mike.
Week one, I know. I don't have much Tyreek Hill. Week one and then a long time without and then now each of the last 2 weeks. So you're right.
Hold on. Maybe I can pawn him off on Mike. I got to look at Mike's roster, see what receiver I can steal from him.
Why don't you want to be in the Tyreek Hill business anymore?
I just am so tired of Tyreek Hill.
Despite his 19 points last week?
Despite scoring the last two weeks?
You know what? I finally benched him last week, but you know who I benched him for? It was Jacobs, who got 22. So I actually wound up ahead.
Smart. Good for you, then. All right.
Have to look into that. Okay, so get your nap in here if you haven't already. Sabres and Kings, that goes for everybody. 9:30 pregame with Paul and Brian Koziol, and then 10:30 face-off. No Thompson, that was announced, right?
Yes. It was on the Sabres website that Lindy Ruff said earlier that after the skate that Thompson's going to sit another one. They either will play next game or the San Jose game, one of the two. Thompson was talking a little bit. I talked to him Saturday. He really liked and was pretty encouraged, but that was a morning skate. Monday was the first time he had to compete and practice and that type of thing. And after practice, he said he was still feeling it, but he said the positive thing was before he came to talk to us, he got a little bit of a treatment, and he said it worked. He felt much better after the treatment. So, you know, that was how things were on Monday. But still, you know, the competing part of it and everything must not have gone quite as well as he thought it might. talking to him Saturday, he was pretty optimistic that he'd be able to go today on Wednesday. But he's just not quite there yet. And he's done this injury thing before, and he's tried to come back early, like with the wrist and everything, mm-hmm. and it didn't go well. And he doesn't want to turn into that. And that's why he said, well, you know, the other day, like, if it's another game, it's another game. I'd rather sit out two or three games now than sit out 3 or 4 weeks because he was dumb about it.
Yep.
So that's kind of the way he's treating it right now.
I fully support that. Like, I'm all for guys playing through stuff, Paul, but with the way last year went, and, you know, he was available plenty, but he just was not what he could be because he was always somewhat minimized by something still nagging him. So I'm with that thought process. I mean, I want him back as soon as possible, of course. But, you know, mostly so I can get back to my Tage Thompson hat trick bet business plan. but look, if he, I need him healthy for that. They need him healthy for that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, that's fine. How do you think it's going up top there with McLeod in that spot here these couple games?
McLeod has really, he's been better offensively than I anticipated. I said all along, even when the trade happened, he's just the type of player they needed.
Mm-hmm.
A two-way, fast player. And I think his offense has been more of an upside than I even thought. And, yeah, you're giving up a former number one pick who may turn into a Hall of Famer or may never play in the NHL. Who knows? I mean, you don't know what he's right. going to turn into. And they have plenty of number one picks that they've drafted sitting around. So I had zero problem with them making that trade, and I think it's turned out better than anticipated. The other thing I like about I was looking at Sabres.com. Kulik's going to get a shot at center tonight,
mm-hmm.
which I like to see. He seems to be better at center, and last year he started playing a lot of center in Rochester. He's never really had the chance to do it in the NHL, and he's going to get the chance today to do at least start that way between Quinn and Zucker. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, they really have sort of, for folks, if they haven't like paid attention, they really went to the blender for the lines here with Thompson out. Tuck should be back, even though he didn't skate. I was following along the morning skate here, Paul, which of course was happening in afternoon time here on in the Eastern time zone, and he wasn't there. Like, oh no, like what are we doing here? But Lindy said afterward that he should be good to go for the game. But even with that, like you've got you've got Kulik with Quinn and Zucker, you said, right? And so
right.
Quinn's off of the line that he had been on with Cousins, and like that's changed a little bit. And it's really quite a jumble here, with so many, Greenway and Thompson, two key guys out.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I think I wrote this today. I just don't think they can wait for Quinn anymore. He has not scored on a goaltender yet this year. His one goal came in an empty net.
From, like, almost the whole length of the ice.
Right. And it's not like you're saying, oh, wow, he's had great chances. He doesn't get any scoring chances at all. And you got Roseanne sitting here. You called him up. I don't know. I just don't think you can wait for him to play out of it anymore. I think he's gotten plenty of opportunity here to play out of it, and he hasn't even come close. Whatever the problem is, whether injuries have weakened his body or I just don't know what the problem is, but he's not even getting scoring chances. And I don't, now that I said this, he'll probably score three tonight, but he's not even getting scoring chances.
I haven't noticed it as much as I did earlier in the year, but for fans out there who want to maybe like pay extra attention to a thing, like you're looking for homework all of a sudden here, I'm sorry to act like I'm the teacher, but watch Quinn if he has a chance to take somebody on the rush, like coming down the wing and go drive to the net. He almost always will stop and pull up, which to me is indicative of someone who's just not trusting his skating. Like he just doesn't think he can power pass there and maintain control of the puck. So he's going to stop, which is, I was a lousy hockey player when I played. If I were on a rush in pickup hockey, I'm not beating you one-on-one. I'm going to stop and wait for reinforcements, and hopefully everybody's lazy, and I'll get one of my teammates cruising down the slot as the late guy, and like there's a good scoring chance. I mean, like, that's Quinn right now. And, man, that's nowhere you want to be with a guy you were counting on for, like, 30 goals.
And he has an elite shot.
Yep.
But yet he's not in any position to take that shot. He has 25 shots this year in 17 games. And he just doesn't seem to be in position to shoot. When he does shoot, he doesn't seem to be dangerous. And he's had 17 games. If he was in, like, oh, wow, he's really had some great scoring chances and this, that, you know, then maybe I'd be, okay, well, let's keep it going. But I don't know. He just seems on the way to nowhere. And he, you know, plus minus isn't the reason he's minus six is he's never on the ice for goals because he and Cousins don't score.
Right. Right. So, at least Cousins was getting chances, and he's broken through a little bit here. But there were chances the whole time that you were like, is he ever going to score again? Quinn is the opposite of that. There's just no chances. Really, his high watermark might have come when Benson first came back, Paul. Is this the Ottawa game a couple weeks ago? He set up Benson in the goal mouth for a power play goal, and that line looked pretty good that night with Benson, Cousins, and Quinn. I thought, like, okay, maybe everybody, you know, Benson being there, the energy, maybe that'll help bring Quinn along, but it just has not happened.
No, you're right. For two games, I was impressed with the forecheck by all three of them.
Yeah.
And then that's gone away again from Quinn. And it's not from a lack of trying or anything like that. This is a guy who, you know, that fire burns. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is just something stopping him right now. Yeah. And as I said, I think 17 games is enough, especially when you have Rochester's leading scorer up here and he's a young player. Give him a look.
I know I referenced this one other time when we were talking about Quinn, but within our first conversation with Kevin Adams this season, which was a couple Fridays ago now, we asked him about Quinn and whether the injuries from last year are still having an effect. And I think the way I put it to you last time was Adams said a lot of stuff afterward, and I don't have the long quote, but what I didn't hear was no. He never said, oh, no, he's physically where he's always been, testing or whatever. It was just a lot of words that, to me, added up to, yeah, you know, he doesn't have what we're counting on him having. I mean, I don't mean to put words in Kevin Adams' mouth, but that's how it sounded to me. He just did not deny that physically there's something amiss with Quinn.
Well, that's what the eye test would tell us.
Right.
I mean, that's he's saying what we're seeing.
Right.
You know?
And what I would wonder, Paul, is how much that blindsided them. Because, you know, I would think there's testing to be done. And maybe, you know, whatever is bothering, if there is something physically wrong with Quinn, like we're supposing here, maybe it eluded the testing that they do when they arrive for training camp. But I feel like that's like strength and conditioning and that kind of stuff. I feel like there might have been clues to that. So I wonder how prepared they were. For Quinn.
They have a very good sports science department. So,
right.
I mean, they were the leaders in that, and the guy that's doing it has been doing it for years, and they're very good at what they do with that. So, they, I'm sure, would have some ideas too to try to get him going, and just nothing has worked.
Right.
Paul Yoki, how are you back in? You mentioned that possibility yesterday.
Yeah, when Ruff was here in Buffalo, he basically made it sound like Clifton was going to be the one sitting. But looking at these lines on Sabres.com, Gilbert is the one sitting. He did say when we asked about Joakim Haru before they left, he said, if I'm going to put him in, I would rather put him in the top four, which he has done. He's moved Bryson down with Clifton and put Joakim Haru with Power. I've liked Bryson a lot.
Me too.
I've had no problem with Bryson whatsoever. I've had no problem with him in the top four. You know, that gives him, if he wants Clifton to stay in the lineup instead of Gilbert, Joakim Haru and Clifton would be two right-handed shots playing together, and he definitely doesn't want that. So that's why he, with taking Gilbert out, he drops Bryson to play be the left-handed defenseman with Clifton.
Luukkonen and Levi's in Rochester. We did talk about the goalies yesterday, but not so much focused on what this will do for Levi. I know last week when we discussed him, it was a unanimous decision that he should go down, and they ultimately got there, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they did. And with when it comes to him, it's going to be play as much as you can. When you need a break, we'll give you the break. Other than that, you're playing. And that's what they did last year when he came down. And they went from almost falling out of the playoffs to a tie for first place. And he played very well in the five-game playoff series, too. So he handled it very well. He got his game back. And then remember, too, there were a couple instances the Sabres used him during that streak. And he played very well when he came up to play Sabre games. So he's just got to get in the net. And I don't worry about him once he starts playing. I think what you have to worry about with the two of them is they're two young goaltenders. I think they have both shown us they both have to play a lot, and that's not possible with them both on the same team. So whether they're going to be able to be a tandem that the Sabres can use, I kind of might have my doubts on that. I think, you know, with Luukkonen has shown us, this is the second year in a row now, he has shown us that if he's going to be your number one goalie and play well, he's got to play most of the games. Before he got hurt, he had played 9 of the 10 games and was getting back looking right, like he was last year. But that did nothing for Levi.
Paul, how about the standings? It felt really bad a few weeks ago. Then they had a chance to, I think they were tied for third at one point with five other teams or something. I mean, it was kind of crazy. But the good news is it's still pretty packed. I mean, Florida, Toronto, 25, 24. But after that, Tampa at 21, the Bruins at 19, the Sabres only two off of that. Along with Ottawa, and then Detroit and Montreal are still nipping at the heels there. So it's really still tight from fourth down, which is Boston with 19, to the bottom, which is 16. So, you know, a good week, you know, a good 10-game stretch, and they could find themselves in a solid spot.
Yeah, well, the Rangers have the first wild card at 25. That's 8 points ahead of the Sabres, but the Islanders have the second, and they're at 19. And the Sabres have a game in hand on them, 2 points back. Now, I can almost guarantee you the Sabres won't make the playoffs with a 472 points percentage. But what they can look at here, and Lindy Ruff has now put up the standings in the locker room when they get back home, is, you know what? We haven't been great. We haven't been consistent. We're under 500. Yet here we are, 2 points back. Can you imagine where we'd be if we actually started playing some consistent hockey? We wouldn't be talking about being 2 points back.
Yeah.
They'd be talking about being right in the middle of things and not worrying about guys coming from behind to catch them. So I guess that's the, you know, you can use the glasses half full. 472 is not a good points percentage, but you're only 2 points out of a playoff spot. And any time you want to say, let's start now, for at least a little bit here until some team takes off on you, tonight you can say, let's start now. And I mean, the goal differential is now zero. The goals for and goals against are both 61, and they are one game under 500. So it's just average all the way across the board. But now if you can be a little more consistent and get it above average, I don't think you're going to have too much to worry about.
This league, I mean, what, there are three or four top teams, three or four bottom teams, and then like 20 whatever are left over right, that are kind of right, in the middle.
Right.
LA is 10-9. And that's second place.
Right.
So, I mean, pretty tight. Long way to go. Thought on the Kings? Paul, I mean, the home opener should have been the Sabres game, but LA stole it. Kopitar.
Well, Lindy, yeah, absolutely. Lindy said they he said the numbers even showed they easily could add 6 or 7 goals in that game and got one. He said, don't expect that this game. He said, the Kings have tightened it up. He said that it's not going to be a situation where the Sabres can get a lot of chances and on Riddick and really, you know, go crazy on it. So I think they're going to have to be patient. I think they're going to have to play the old, well, all right, make sure you're good with the puck. Don't make any stupid mistakes. Stay out of the penalty box within capital letters. And, you know, just be patient with this team. And if you're patient with this team, I remember that game in Buffalo a year or two ago that was 0-0 going into third period. Sabres played really patient. They didn't get excited. They gave the Kings nothing. They scored early in the third. By the time they were done, they won 4-0 because they got the Kings out of their game. And that may be what you have to do. You just got to hang in there until you maybe get that first goal and then get the second one. Now you've got them. You got them out of their game, and now you got them.
Do you promise to tell me whether this happens tonight? Because 10:30. I'll be wanting to know.
I'll be on with Brayton tomorrow starting at, I almost said midnight, at noon, I guess it is.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Saturday's game is at 8, I think. Saturday's game in San Jose.
Yeah, 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Right.
8 o'clock Eastern time. So that's a nice break that we don't have to, you know, start a game at 10:30 at night.
And that's where San Jose is, where you can't leave after a certain hour.
11 o'clock.
The curfew.
Right, the airport. Yeah, so, right.
All right. Very good, Paul. Hope you have some good rest after this one.
Yeah, thanks for carving out some time. I know it's going to be a long night for you.
Oh, no problem at all.
All right. That's our man, Paul Hambledon, on the Western Hotline. His appearance is here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax. We got this.
Did you watch Florida Winnipeg?
I absolutely did. Yeah.
You weren't banned from watching that?
No. Arbitrary blackout rule tripped me up. And yeah. I mean, I could have used, you know, Winnipeg was mostly in control, but holy cow. Back and forth, just tremendous. The goalies were great. It was chef's kiss of an NHL game. Really, really good.
Winnipeg with a couple of empty net goals to win it 6-3. Earlier today, we chatted with Sam Monson, longtime analyst with PFF, now hosting a podcast with former colleague, now current colleague as well, Steve Palazzolo. Sam, on Bills Chiefs in the AFC, when we return, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.